Welcome to Shout, Black Gospel Music Moments. I'm Robert Durden. One of the joys of researching and writing Nothing But Love in God's Water, Volume 2, Black Sacred Music from Sit-Ins to Resurrection City, was getting to talk to the heroes of the movement. Gladys McFadden and the Loving Sisters were heroes, make no mistake, appearing wherever and whenever the movement needed them. The group was on the historic Selma to Montgomery March, where she wrote the hit Crying Days Will Be Over After a While. They toured with Martin Luther King during the difficult days in 1965. And Gladys told me she was there when King crisscrossed the country in support of the Poor People's Campaign. After King's assassination, Gladys said she contacted friends, church, and family members in her home state of Arkansas to raise money to help Coretta with expenses, and then drove to Atlanta to King's home and personally delivered the money to the family. Gladys was an exceptional songwriter and could write old-school down-home gospel as well as upbeat contemporary gospel songs. In fact, when her sons began their own urban-styled gospel group, she wrote the songs for them, too. And when nearly everyone else had abandoned the movement in the mud of Resurrection City in Washington, D.C., Gladys said they proudly performed one more concert in Dr. King's honor. This is Trying Time from the LP of the same name. I'm Robert Durden. Shout, Black Gospel Music Moments, is produced by KWBU, the Black Gospel Music Restoration Project at Baylor University Libraries, and is funded by generous support from the Pritchard Foundation.